Hello and welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jesse Colhagen, and you're listening to the Life Note, The Charge, Activating the 10 Human Drives That Make You Feel Alive, by Brendan Burchard and summarized by Ashley Butcher. As always, we'll begin with a quote. No matter your position, circumstances, or opportunities in life, you always have the freedom of mind to choose how you experience, interpret, and ultimately shape your world. End quote. The Charge is a tightly structured, powerful, information-packed book with very strong advice when it comes to the energy you put forth in your life. Brendan Burchard dives in deeply and unapologetically when it comes to the way we spend our time, what we want out of life, and the obstacles one must inevitably face to get what we want. It's all about going after what you desire, keeping a great overall attitude, and achieving the quality of life you truly want to live. As a whole, The Charge is a powerful read, but well-structured enough to deliver solid, retainable information on how to improve the quality of your life. We'll begin with the first big thought. What is a charger? Living the charged life. Quote, those with high charge levels enjoy the journey they're on no matter what obstacles present themselves. End quote. The term that Burchard coined represents a large theme in the book, that term being chargers, or those that live the charged life. Quote, the person living a charged life wonders, am I living my truth and actualizing my potential? Am I living an inspired life and inspiring others? End quote. Much of the book resembles that quote. There's a lot of introspective questioning about life, something that we at Lifebook are very fond of. Burchard talks about the lives that a lot of people end up living. The three classifications he uses are living a caged life, living a comfortable life, or living a charged life. A caged life is one where a person has lost sight of their own potential. Quote, they've let other people or the past dictate who they are. End quote. They feel trapped by their position, society, and other external forces. Those living a caged life, quote, have never really ventured into the unknown or sought to break the boundaries that they or others have set for them, end quote. I think everyone can relate a little bit to the feeling of a caged life. Without conscious introspection, this life is very easy to fall into. The comfortable life is very different from the caged life. Those living a comfortable life don't feel trapped. These are people who have done pretty well for themselves. Quote, we have houses, spouses, cars, and kids. We feel engaged and thankful for our lives. End quote. The problem with a comfortable life, according to Burchard, is that eventually the inevitable thoughts do creep in. Quote, is this what I really wanted? Is this all there is? Have I made too many trade-offs? Am I living my life or someone else's? End quote. Again, this is a very common situation, possibly the majority of people living their lives in America today. And then there's the charged life, the one where we are engaged deeply in every aspect of our quality of life, the one where we aren't simply passengers as our life progresses on. It's a life where we look forward to challenges and strain because we know it will make us stronger. The charged life is a conscious life. Quote, the one living a caged life asks, will I survive? The one living a comfortable life asks, will I be accepted and succeed? The person living a charged life wonders, am I living my truth and actualizing my potential? Am I living an inspired life and inspiring others? The author puts forth seven of the most common attributes of chargers. 1. Chargers are open and observant in the moment. 2. Chargers are future-oriented. 3. Chargers are challenge seekers. 4. Chargers are deeply interested in and authentically connect with others. 5. Chargers are self-reliant. 6. Chargers are creatively driven. 7. Chargers are meaning makers, a deep desire to create meaningful moments in their lives. Much of the book is structured in this bullet point format, which makes the book very retainable. In fact, the subtitle itself gives away the style in which the book was written, Activating the 10 Human Drives That Make You Feel Alive. In this life note, we will explore 5 of those drives, having chosen the most interesting, less self-explanatory ones. The drive for control. Who's behind the wheel? Quote, the stability we cannot find in the world, we must create within our own persons, end quote. In the chapter, The Drive for Control, Burchard tells us a very emotional, personal story about the death of his father. Brendan describes the hardships his father underwent as a victim of cancer. There was a moral to the story, though, one that has to do with control, or rather, surrendering control. Quote, often, the misery people feel in life comes from attempting to control things that either can't be controlled or are inconsequential, end quote. The drive for control is definitely instilled in humans, though, and Brendan extrapolates on how we can gain more control over our lives while leaving the negatives behind. Early on in the chapter, Burchard puts forth a short quiz that the reader should take and grade on a scale of 1 to 10. The questions are as follows. 1. How in control of your life do you feel today? 2. How in control of your mind, emotions, and experiences do you feel? And 3. How in control are you of the immediate world around you? The author then goes on to share his methods for gaining more control over your life through 3 activators. One that particularly stood out was the first activator, control your outlook and character. It's a lesson we've all heard before, but the way Burchard explains it is very powerful. Quote, most of the events and experiences that happen to you in life are random. They just happen and are outside of your anticipation. However, your ultimate response is 100% within your control. End quote. The reaction you have to events gives the events meaning. Brendan goes on to talk about optimism and the power it has over shaping our world. And if you simply aren't an optimist as of now, Burchard says there is hope. Quote, without question, all normal functioning human beings can become eternal optimists with focus and effort. End quote. We all strive for drive for control, which is a normal and healthy act. The message that the author sends in this chapter is, take full control of the things you can and let go of the things you can't control. The drive for connection, quality over quantity. Quote, be careful whom you surround yourself with. End quote. The fifth drive is called the drive for connection. As with the other drive chapters, the author offers 3 activators to help the reader get their drive going. Here we'll explore all 3 of these activators. Activator number 1, define and design your ideal relationship. This concept is wildly underrated and underused. Essentially, Burchard encourages the reader to sit down and share their wants and goals with their close friends and then do the opposite for them. This involves sitting down with a friend and sharing all the things you desire to get out of the relationship and where you see the relationship going in the near future. Then you ask them what they want out of the relationship and what you can do to help them achieve their wants and goals. It seems strange in our current social structure, but what could be more efficient and beneficial than laying out clear goals and desires? Activator number 2, practice positive projection. This kind of ties back to the drive of self-control and the way we use our minds to shape our world. It's all about optimism. Quote, carrying the torch of optimism into your social relationships is probably the best thing you could ever do to start feeling better about humanity. End quote. Brendan believes that our current society encourages people to focus on the negative, especially when it comes to others. We look for the badness inside people, often wanting to protect ourselves from hurt or failure. This can be dangerous if we project negativity onto a relationship. It often becomes a reality. The opposite is true too, though, and that's the point Burchard is getting at. Project positivity and happiness onto those you spend time around, even if those attributes aren't always prevalent in others' behaviors. Activator number 3, find and cultivate growth friends. Quote, one of my most controversial strategies is helping people do just that, get real about their relationships. Specifically, I have people focus on categorizing their friendships. End quote. The categorization of friends is a very interesting concept that Burchard puts forth. The 3 categories he uses are old friends, maintenance friends, and growth friends. Old friends are self-explanatory. They are people who were once friends whom you no longer keep in contact with, probably for good reason. Maintenance friends are your friends you plan on maintaining for life, keeping in touch, if you will. They're near and dear to us, but not effective in our everyday lives. Sometimes these maintenance friends become a drag on your own life, and you have to make a hard decision when it comes to keeping friends in this maintenance category or moving them into the old friends zone. Finally, growth friends are what you should strive for the most. Quote, these are the people you are actively going to engage with, grow with, and energize your life with, end quote. Burchard emphasizes that friendships should actually be about quality, not quantity, as so many people are concerned with. It's about how much you engage, not how many followers you've amassed. The drive for change, changing gears. Quote, happiness can be attained by letting go, including letting go of your ideas about happiness, end quote. It's important to note here that Burchard makes a distinction between the first five human drives and the last five. The first five drives are what Burchard calls the baseline drivers. These are the drivers that allow us to take control of our lives. Without them, we feel disconnected and unstable. Once we have these drives activated, we're comfortable and happy. Throughout this book, though, Burchard emphasizes that comfort and happiness is not the end game when it comes to our quality of life. Quote, there's more to life than feeling comfortable or happy. We're after feeling charged and fulfilled, and to get there, we'll have to raise our ambitions and take on a whole other level of human drive and motivation, the forward drives, end quote. Once we have control of the baseline drivers, we move on to the remaining five called forward drivers, or F drives for short. These five drives are called change, challenge, creative expression, contribution, and consciousness. These F drives should be considered future drives. A good place to start is with the first F drive, the drive of change. Quote, the drive for change stems not only from our biological call to grow and learn, but also from our conscious and continual desire for newness and excitement, end quote. On a societal level, humans seem to have mastered change as things progress and change at a wild rate. As individuals, however, change has become a frightening prospect. We fear that we will lose what we already have, even if, strangely enough, we aren't happy with what we have in the first place. There's also a lack of openness when it comes to change. We often just block the possibility of change out completely. It's imperative to get over these instincts, Burchard asserts. Change is a crucial and constant step when building your perfect quality of life. We have to approach change head-on with an open mind. We must get super clear on the situation and our goals for change. We must think big and be bold when it comes to change. Don't fear change. It's almost always a good thing. The drive for creativity. Express yourself. Quote, the drive for creative expression urges us to physically and socially manifest our unique talents, strengths, and perspectives. End quote. The eighth human drive is the drive for creative expression, a very powerful and necessary tool when it comes to quality of life. This book is all about being amped up, totally charged and excited about life. However, Burchard asserts that if you lack creative expression of any kind, you will feel disengaged, less alive, and less defined. Creative expression helps do just that, define yourself, and quote, your unique place and perspective in the world, and you can take joy in sharing your ideas and feeling through whatever medium you can, end quote. Burchard won't let you off the hook if you aren't a natural-born artist either. Quote, creativity, though, isn't a trait, it's a discipline. Those who say they aren't creative are often those who are averse to the hard work of transforming a good idea into something truly magnificent, end quote. Sadly enough, in today's social climate, expressing yourself creatively is a zero on the priority scale. Our societal institutions rarely nurture creativity. Public schools, churches, private sector, and the ones that do nurture creativity are almost always considered better, nicer, and downright superior. That's because we need creative expression, and it actually unlocks other intelligences and talents. So it's up to us to recognize the need for this drive and to satisfy that need. The drive for contribution, the sum total. Quote, when we feel as though we've contributed to the world, we gain a profound sense of meaning and purpose, end quote. The ninth out of 10 drives is called the drive of contribution, the need to feel as though we've done something that matters in the world. Quote, what if simply living your truth, being your best, and fully expressing your strengths, talents, and abilities at whatever you do were sufficient to contribute to the world? I say it is. End quote. Often, contribution is actually a byproduct of a person who's going after what they want, expressing their creativity, and living a charged life. Many examples come to mind, but let's take a look at the somewhat recently deceased artist, David Bowie. We don't know and love Bowie because of the charitable work or donations he gave during his life, although he had worked with almost a dozen charities over the years. We know, love, and remember Bowie because of his creative expression of himself. He made art, incredibly creative and powerful art, which has inspired literally millions and millions of people. He's inspired us to be ourselves and express our creativity unabashedly. He showed us that being weird is actually pretty awesome. He showed us that you can make it through that horribly dark period and still come out the other side a better, stronger artist. That inspiration will continue beyond the grave throughout time and is arguably a bigger contribution to the world than any charity work Bowie did. He was out there fully expressing his creative talents, just like Burchard said. He was, quote, living his truth. We need to take a good hard look at this moral concept. Creativity is rarely nurtured by outside forces and often is actually stunted or pushed down. It's not even on the docket in today's society. Let's change this mind state, activate our drive for creativity, get charged, and most importantly, inspire others by living our truths. So there we have it, Brendon Burchard's guide to going after what you desire, keeping a great overall attitude, and achieving the quality of life you truly want to live. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.